To the new edition of the podcast of Life Value TV, the podcast for more life value. My name is Stefan Josef, and I'm glad you're listening to my podcast as we talk today about the diverse areas of sustainability and why preaching is easier than doing. What does sustainability mean to you? Is it even possible to achieve sustainable life without exception? When I was at school, recycled paper and fluorochlorid hydrogen spray cans, among other things, were on everyone's lips. The ozone hole was one of the hot topics because the lack of protective layer has a harmful effect on human skin. From this and many other nature and resource destroying circumstances, a hype for sustainability has now developed, which sparks the question for me: how completely is sustainability possible? We've already talked about the ruthless and destructive treatment of nature and various natural resources several times. Electromobility, in particular, is repeating a suspicious assessment. The extraction of building materials and self-sufficient electricity generation are just as evident. According to Duden, sustainability means principle according to which no more may be consumed than can ever grow back, regenerate, be made available again in the future. When I look at the mountains of wood all around, or the piles of sand and gravel, the definition seems nice to me, but hardly anyone seems to take this to heart in production. In an article dated September 9, 2016, the Süddeutsche Zeitung deals in detail with the types of sustainability that I am now taking up here. Right at the beginning, it is made clear that saving energy and environmentally friendly electricity are far from the end of the story. The triple glazed windows and solar systems mentioned require certain resources again, as I classify it for myself. Share and pass on. This appeal is addressed to all people. The sustainability in this regard lies in lower production and less cultivation. Farming is certainly better than baby. The expected effect is the saving of carbon dioxide. As I myself have noticed more often, it is preferred to build new buildings and destroy natural land instead of using areas with vacant buildings. Perhaps demolition cannot be avoided. At the same time, an oasis can be created as an alternative in the long term. In Bremen, the Council for Sustainable Development has even awarded prizes for the use of the old. So a lot revolves around clothing, vehicles, buildings and housing. Where and how are clothing and vehicles manufactured? Sustainable also means no people are exploited in production, right? A special kind of sustainability is the connection of older people as knowledge providers for younger people. Many companies are confronted with a loss of knowledge, which is often self-inflicted. Above all, sustainable and natural customs are lost due to little promotion of interest, although these would be the better alternative to pharmaceuticals and chemicals. In its natural strategy for sustainability, the German government speaks of social cohesion and international responsibility. The background is sustainable production, because this also includes paying a fair wage in order to counteract exactly the aforementioned exploitation. The last point raised in the article is the barrier-free movement in public. The page wheelmap.org is designed to show wheelchair-accessible places. From my point of view, this is a great idea, as numerous public facilities and places leave much to be desired in this regard. I once made a curious discovery as a coach. A suitable toilet for people with disabilities, but no lift to get there. So sustainability is much wider than most people have realized so far. Does this mean that all sustainability prophets really live complete sustainability? With my words, I don't want to attack anyone personally. Nevertheless, the life of sustainability is far more complex than I have the impression that it is conveyed. And one question arises from my point of view anyway. How affordable is sustainability? What sensible additional costs do this incur in agriculture and production? When the generation Fridays for Future Austria demands global climate justice and compliance with the 1.5 degree target, I wonder what lifestyle those involved are following. Are the smartphones and notebooks used sustainably produced? Which manufacturing companies does their clothing come from? How sustainably is the food they consume produced? From my point of view, there is still a long way to go to real long-term sustainability. If we only look at our own household and personal possessions, the wishful thinking can probably only be met in the case of new purchases. What would you have to replace in your home in order to be fully sustainably equipped? I'm looking forward to your subscription to my podcast and I invite you to take a look at my YouTube channel, Life Rally TV. I wish you a sustainability conscious time. All love, Stefan Josef. We'll be right back.